Well, my involvement in looking at kids' behavior was a direct result of my teaching experiences. What happened was, is when I was hired and placed in this classroom as a new teacher, it was awful. The first day of class, I was ready to hit the road because everything that I had learned was so far away from the reality of the situation, I didn't know what to do. This was secondary kids with learning and behavior problems, and they took special pride in how many teachers they had scared out of the profession, and they fed off of each other. So I walked into this situation, admittedly not much older than they were, and they took their seats, and I had them for about a half hour. Then all of a sudden, it was sort of like in that movie Twister. You could start seeing this storm brewing, and then everything that they brought into the classroom was launched. They started throwing things. And I found myself doing all those things that my professors told me not to do. I was threatening them. I was putting them out in the hallway. I was yelling. I was getting upset. I was a wreck. And I just remember making it through to lunch. And then as the students are walking out with the instructional assistant, one student turns to the other and says, "We've got us a live one here." And they did. I mean, it was just a terrible learning experience. But it was all a function of not knowing what to do. I was ready to go back and sell ladies' coats or be a bartender rather than be a teacher, because all I thought was, there goes 4 years of college right down the tubes. We know that beginning teachers have those same experiences. The research is pretty clear. New teachers, major concern is discipline.